Good morning and welcome back to the Roundtable. The Drum Boogie Festival is a free one-day family-oriented multicultural arts and educational event celebrating and promoting the many styles of high-quality percussion music found throughout the world. The festival strives to keep a balance of entertainment, enlightenment, excitement, and equality. All performances highlight percussion instruments and percussion performers, while sometimes including other instrumentalists, dancers, and singers. Gary Kvistad is founder and CEO of Woodstock Chimes, is a professional musician and creator executive director of the Drum Boogie Festival. He's our good friend, and we welcome him to the program this morning. Thank you very much for being with us.
Hi, good morning. Great to be here.
Always good to have you. Give us an idea of what will be happening tomorrow and how this all came about.
Oh, well, it started in 2009 with a discussion with our assembly person, Kevin Cahill. He asked me if I ever did a full festival because I was doing a lot of concerts in the area prior to that. And I said, no, but that would be a great idea. But that sounds like a lot of work and a lot of money. So he put me together with some grants with the Parks, Recs, and Historical Preservation of New York State and a bunch of other local businesses, including mine, Woodstock Chimes. And we've been doing this now ever since. This will be our fifth one. It starts at 11 o'clock in the morning in Woodstock at Andy Lee Field, and it goes until 8 o'clock with different groups of music from all over the world. You just heard a little sample from NYU Steel, and I don't know if you can hear in the background, but Nexus is practicing right now as well. It's a group I play in, and Jack DeJohnette's one of the headliners. We have North and South Indian music, beatbox. We have a group from Ghana, West Africa. It's a big takeover reggae group. Our website, drumboogiefestival.com, lists the lineup, and it's going to be fantastic. And I understand we paid extra for good weather, so I'm looking forward to that.
Absolutely. When you think of a mission and what you've been able to accomplish in your career and throughout your work of bringing percussion music to the masses, how does this fit into that overall mission?
You know, it's the hidden agenda of the Drum Boogie Festival is to show people the diversity of percussion, because, you know, there's some people that have only heard percussion and going to a symphony orchestra and hearing the timpani and the bass drum and the triangle and that. And then other people go to a rock concert and they hear a great drummer playing, or they might go to a contemporary music concert and hear marimbas and unusual instruments, or they might see a steel pan group playing the subway or on a cruise, but we're putting that all together, and so people can really understand the beauty of percussion. I'm a little biased, of course.
Sure.
But percussion incorporates very soft and very loud and very tonal and all the way to the noise spectrum as well. But it really encompasses a lot, and we have the best of the best here. Even our stage manager is a retired stage manager from Carnegie Hall, so everything runs like clockwork. We have two stages, so there's no, while one group is setting up, another group is playing, and there's great food trucks there. A lot of stuff for the kids. It's a very family-oriented situation.
When you look at the, when you think of the perceptions people have about percussion music, what do you think often surprises people when they come to your concerts or they come to the festival?
You know, I knew in the fourth grade this is what I wanted to do. I just fell in love with percussion. And so, you know, my whole training has been music and a professional percussionist. I have a master's degree from conservatories and I've recorded and all that. After concerts, every now and then people come up and say, You guys read music, right? So that always kind of still blows me away that we're not kind of in the category with string quartets on some people's mind. It's so satisfying that people come up afterwards and saying, you know, you opened my ears to something I've never heard before. And these sounds and the compositions and, you know, it ranges from really wonderful compositions like we're doing a piece by Baird Hersey, that was written recently called Stand Up. It's kind of a protest song. We're going to be doing that right at 5 o'clock when Nexus, when Jack DeJohnette finishes and Nexus starts with Prana, this vocal group from the Woodstock area. And so the three groups are going to get together and play this piece, and it's just so exciting. People, will say, "I had no idea that's possible with percussion instruments, especially the tonal part, because we have marimbas and xylophones as well that are just like keyboard instruments, like a piano. So we're not just playing rhythms. Even though it's called the Drum Boogie Festival, there's also dancers from Africa and singers from all over the world too."
Obviously, this music goes back centuries, but I am curious as to how technology, and even in your career, how you have seen technology change the world of percussion music.
Well, there's a joke that says, how many drummers does it take to change a light bulb? And the answer is none. They have a machine now that can do that. People are always worried about technology, and I don't think technology is going to take over for the human spirit. And that's what this festival really is all about, is the human spirit, even though there will be, in fact, there's a group from New York that they don't have any instruments other than their voices. They're a beatbox group. They do vocal percussion or mouth singing percussion, where they sound like a band. They sound like guitars, singers, and that, but they're just doing it with their mouth and vocal ease, which is really fantastic. That's not real technology, but there is. Jack DeJohnette will be using probably an electric keyboard and drum set. But the technology part is not a big part of it, right? At least what we're doing.
Does it add to the interest for you? I mean, do you find the new technological advances fascinating, or do you rebuff them in some way?
You know, for me, anything is a tool, and it depends on how it's used. So synthesizers are fantastic, drum machines are great, but it really comes down to the end result. And as Duke Ellington said, if it sounds good, it is good. So I abide by that philosophy. If it's misused, it's not good. So it just really depends on who's using it and what they do with it.
The Drum Boogie Festival takes place tomorrow, 11 to 8, at the Andy Lee Field in Woodstock, New York. Tell us, Gary, how we can get the most out of the festival.
Well, you could bring a lawn chair, and you could come hungry and stay the whole day, bring a blanket, lay on the ground. We have tents for the audience in case it's too sunny. It's not going to rain, like I said, so this will be a really pleasant experience. Bring your family and plan on staying for the day. 11 o'clock, Jack DeJohnette kicks it off with a poem that sets the spirit. Prana sings some beautiful songs with Nexus. And then it goes right through Pook, the young kids from Kingston perform, and then Creative Music Studio, Carl Berger. It just goes on and on and on. Every hour is a different group. So come with an open mind and big ears.
Wonderful. Well, the Drum Boogie Festival takes place tomorrow from 11 to 8 at the Andy Lee Field in Woodstock. To learn more, visit drumboogiefestival.com.
And it's free. Did we mention it's free?
It's free. It's free. My God.
You can't beat free.
No, you can't beat free. Drumboogiefestival.com. That link will be posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable. Gary, thank you very much for being with us. Always a blast to speak to you. Have a beautiful weekend, and thank you very much for sharing with us. I'll let you get back to rehearsal.
Yes, my pleasure. Thanks so much for having me on.
Thanks, Gary. Appreciate it. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.